Welcome to the Fascinating Fiction Podcast, brought to you by HubPages.com. Each podcast features a short story written by an author on HubPages. If you would like to recommend a short story for the podcast, email podcast@hubpages.com. If you would like to start writing short stories of your own, join HubPages today. It's free, easy, and a great way to garner both feedback and readership. Emerald Wells Cafe, 13, Speakeasy Night, August, by M.C.K. Bird, B.K.S. The sign on the storefront read, Emerald Wells Cafe. Each morning at 6 a.m., Emmy turned the key in the front door, hid the lights, turned the little sign with the clock hands facing outward announcing open, and made her way to the coffee machine to get the first pot brewing. This morning, she made her way behind the counter, looking for a piece of cellophane tape. She was excited. Harold said he could make it tonight. Speakeasy night, the sign said, and big letters were placed on the front door. Em loved speakeasy night. She was just one of the regulars on speakeasy night. Dale the sheriff arrived. Em watched him come in, ringing the bell above the door jamb. He had a grimace on his face. Em, I forgot. I'm not ready, he said. Come anyway, Dale. There's always plenty of desserts, and Rose, who has just opened the bakery, has agreed to join us. The Townsends can't make it. Em heard Earl arrive at the back door. Here's your coffee, Dale. Your breakfast will be up in a few minutes. I picked up a paper. Here, have a look. The grill heated rapidly, and the sound of eggs hitting a hot surface was quickly followed by the smell of Link's cooking and hash browns browning. Carl arrived, ringing the bell, smiling.
Morning, Em. Dale, ready for tonight?
I'm ready, Em called. She spoke up. Earl, did you remember that it's speakeasy night?
Order up, he called. Yes, I'm ready. Everyone coming?
You're ready. I'm ready. Carl's ready. Harold's coming. Once you're done with Carl's breakfast, come around and convince Dale that he should show up, even if he's not ready.
Em leaned on the counter in front of Carl.
I thought we'd put numbers in a bowl and draw numbers to see who went first. That sound okay to you?
Sure, said Carl.
Dale, you have all day, Carl smiled.
Rose crossed the street carrying two small cake boxes. The bell rang as she entered.
Hello, all. Okay to bring these in through the front, or do you prefer the back for deliveries?
She said as she walked to the counter and started putting the pastries into the glass serving tray.
Still warm, Rose announced, some flour showing on the front of her apron.
Coffee? Em said to Rose with a smile.
The smell of the fresh baked pastry and the bacon and eggs gave the whole place a cozy feel, like Grandma's kitchen. Rose was a short woman with beautiful eyes and a charming smile. Earl leaned forward to peer through the pass-through.
Morning, Rose, he called.
Morning, she called back. Tonight, 6:30, did you say?
She asked Em.
Perfect. See you then,
she told her new friend Rose as she left.
Em rushed through the door, opening it. She called, I'll change into something nice. Don't want to catch you by surprise. And Gabby really puts on the nines, Rose waved.
Both George the barber and Tom from the trading post stopped by, hoping to get an introduction to Rose, but both missed her.
Stop by tonight, she told each of them.
At 6 p.m., Em turned the open sign to closed. She and Earl both needed a little time to get cleaned up. Earl drove, dropped Em, and would pick her up on the way back. Neither wanted to attend speakeasy night in their work outfits. Dale arrived still in uniform, wearing his holster, and sat in his usual place, but faced the center of the cafe. Gabby rushed across the street from her shop, the dress she wore draped oh so subtly on her shoulder. Earl was in the back. He had put two more bottles of wine into the ice of the ice machine. Em and Earl shared the hosting responsibility.
Who are we waiting for? Earl asked as he entered from the back carrying serving plates.
Rose and Carl are crossing the street right now, Em called and watched Harold pull his truck into the lot behind the hardware store.
Harold just pulled in, she announced.
The three walked in together, and after hugs and introductions, they each grabbed a seat. Emmy pulled chilled wine from the ice machines and filled teacups with ruby red wine. Once everyone was served, except Dale, she announced with quaint officialdom tone,
Speakeasy night is officially begun,
which was greeted with smiles and a lifting of wine glasses.
Ah, T, teacups. Earl lit some candles and turned off lights behind the counter in the kitchen. It gave the place an amber feel.
We can draw numbers or any volunteers, Em asked.
I'll go, said Earl. Everyone ready?
He stands and clears his throat.
Mountains guide.
Tumbleweeds scratch their sagebrush tails. Yucca tree sentinels guard old stones and whisper Comanche undertones. My eyes explore the ceiling of painted skies, then divert to Gamble's quail as they dash their copper heads through the barrel cactus spines. A bright half moon waits for me on boiled beans I'll dine. The snow-capped Chinanti Mountains in plain sight, once I lose the strength to roam, my mountains guide me ever home.
Earl takes a mock bow and returns to his seat. There's light applause, and the best part, he gets a hug from Em.
I like that a lot, said Rose.
So good, said Gabby.
Carl reached over and patted Earl on the shoulder, both men a smile on their faces.
Any more volunteers since we didn't draw numbers? Asked Em.
Carl stood, to Em's surprise. As long as I'm not first, I'm okay, said Carl.
This is a little darker than Earl's, he began. I call this dig.
Dig, came the order. We came close to the border as a swarm charged up our hill. We asked ourselves, is today the day that we have to pay our bill? It came flying in, a thin bowling pin, landed by Jim, never saw him again. Dressed in rags of green apparel, melted down the 50s barrel, the shell hit and I was left sterile, fighting off the yellow peril. It didn't matter your size or your rank, when the captain showed up driving that tank, that horde was soon shoved back down that hill, and even today I can't believe that it's real. Whether turning a crank or shining a grill, I celebrate that enemy kill.
He choked a bit and managed to smile. Both Gabby and Em gave out hugs. Rose went over to Carl and asked permission to give a hug, still making her place in the cafe.
I'll go next, if no one minds, said Rose.
I don't want to go last, not with this bunch. She looked for any objections.
Okay with me, Em said. Then we'll do dessert.
Hello again, everyone, Rose said, standing. I don't have a title for this. Their sonnets fill the morning air, in search of foods with ne'er a care. I love the birds, I envy their flight, and the way they nest together at night. Light of heart, little of need, no signs of lust or hint of greed, and of earthly bounds they are freed, freedom's flight is their creed. I do not know what they sing, in my ears their songs ring. Throughout the day they're free to roam and catch a breeze for night's flight home. Their colored plume, their gift of wing, to my lips a smile bring. I'll pause to listen, there's no facade, as I receive this gift from God.
Everyone stood up and there was applause. Carl and Earl and Dale lined up for friendly hugs. Rose accepted but thought that could take some getting used to, and took a deep breath, glad she was through her first shared work.
Em went around and spread out the serving dishes. There was cheesecake with blueberry.
Em went around and spread out the serving dishes. There was cheesecake with blueberry.
Rose brought a French pastry made with choux dough filled with cream and topped with icing. The teacups were refilled. Dale was inspecting the street through the front window. Em brought Dale freshly brewed coffee she had purchased for special occasions like tonight. Gabby sat with Earl and Carl. Harold passed on the dessert, but did enjoy a special brew of coffee. The rest drank their ruby red wine from teacups. When they were through and the dishes were put in the back sink, they resumed.
My turn, I think, said Gabby, looking around.
Harold, my title is Baby Dolls. My Baby Dolls. Here I am in line fashion, to needle you in creative passion, nimble fingers I never ration, in hopes that one day I will cash in. Often layouts call for a backstitch, pressing forward without a glitch. I'm at home, I've found my niche, sewing spells that do bewitch. I have found some elation, and do enjoy my flirtations, and I dream of beach vacations in between my alterations. As I work on my brocade, a delicate and all handmade, my head down, my thoughts invade, I think about my song unplayed. I want to swim in crystal falls, but no one hears my burning calls,
and arrives to chase me through nature's halls where I wear my baby dolls.
Both Em and Rose laughed together. Carl, Earl, and Dale raised eyebrows in unison and wear teenage boy grins on their faces. There's another round of hugs. Harold, Em looks at him.
Your turn, darling. He smiles back. Em takes a sip of her wine and waits for the boys to sit back down.
Ready, she swallows and takes a breath.
Slow dance. Guide me to you, a toss, a turn, a soft hue. Light guides along the floor, guide me to your open door. Guide me to you, can dreams come true? Whisper to me what's in store. Pull me close, my heart will soar. Guide me to you, these minutes are so few. You, my love, I so adore. Guide me smooth along the floor. Guide me to you, coasting shoe to shoe, building tonight our love lore, just beginnings of so much more.
She straightens her skirt in the back and waits. The boys are on their feet again. Dale was the closest and got the first full hug. Carl and Earl waited their turn. Rose and Gabby offered ladylike applause, waiting for the men to clear a space. Harold hung back a mysterious grin on his face that only Dale saw, but Em was looking for. She took a deep breath, smiling, looking at Harold, turned back and took another sip of wine.
Guess that leaves me, Carl. I liked your poem. You too, Earl.
Hell, all of you did a wonderful job. Makes me want to get in that truck and just drive away.
He stood there, crisp Levi's, cowboy shirt, shine cowboy boots. Even the buckle on the belt had an extra shine on it tonight.
All eyes were on him, but Rose, Gabby, and Em were locked on.
Harold looked up straight at Em, never glancing at the paper in his hand.
You are with me now. We've come a ways now, down life's highway, and those green eyes, they still amaze. Your smile's impression are in the road to my heart. To my family, you've become a welcome part. We've swam the pond of crystal falls, built up some trust, torn down some walls, rode horses along cool trails of scented pine, and drank the nectar from the red grape's vine. Better a fox than a hen, I'll show you how. Just believe one thing, you are with me now.
Carl walked over to Harold and said, That was beautiful, Captain, and returned to his seat. Gabby and Em gasped, their mouths gaping a bit. The group at the cafe crowded together, patting each other on the back and congratulating each other. Em's mind was spinning. She took the stainless steel coffee pot filled with red wine and filled everyone's cup. Em was sorry that Dale wasn't ready. His poetry was usually funny. She handed Dale a volume of Whitman, and he turned to a marked page and began to read. Everyone was relaxed. It was speakeasy night.
Thank you for listening to the Fascinating Fiction Podcast. To find more short stories, as well as a wealth of articles and guides on all sorts of subjects, visit hubpages.com. We also invite you to join our community and begin publishing stories and articles of your own. To recommend a short story or volunteer to do readings, email us at podcast@hubpages.com.